President. Thank you, Mr. President. The ICRC joins the others in congratulating Switzerland and congratulating you and your team for all the work that has gone into preparing the review conference and the very good draft documents. We also thank the members of the Coordination Committee, the ISU, and all those involved. The ICRC is honored to have been able to contribute to these efforts. The ICRC welcomes the informal draft of the Lausanne Action Plan submitted by the Presidency. We appreciate that many of the ICRC's comments on the previous draft were taken on board, and we thank you for the opportunity to share further comments here. In the view of the ICRC, overall, the current draft contains comprehensive action items and corresponding indicators, which will provide clear guidance to six parties and the means of measuring implementation of the action plan until the third review conference. We agree notably with the formulation of smart actions and the intent to include indicators to measure progress in implementation with a commitment to establish the baseline in the first year after the lab's adoption. In this respect, we take note that almost all indicators in the current draft are quantitative instead of qualitative. In order to effectively and fully measure implementation, the lab may be revised to include more qualitative indicators. We are pleased to see that the section entitled Guiding Principles and Actions have identified a set of cross-cutting actions that will guide the implementation of the lab. We welcome in particular actions aiming at creating synergies with other instruments of international humanitarian and human rights law, taking into consideration needs of class ammunition victims and ensuring their full and equal participation in the decision-making processes of the convention, ensuring national ownership and resource sustainability, and maintaining gender and diversity considerations. Finally, Mr. President, we take note that the lab, in paragraph 4 of the introduction section, clarifies that the actions set forth in the lab are not of a normative nature, but are meant to contain policy commitments to facilitate compliance with state parties' legally binding obligations under the convention. However, in our view, some actions in the current draft attempt to recall the normative requirements in the convention without using the language that reflects the legally binding nature of these requirements. This is the case of Action 43 regarding the submission of initial and annual transparency reports in a timely manner, and to some extent, Actions 38 and 40 in the section on international cooperation and assistance. By presenting a legally binding obligation as an action point, the lab risks confusing and undermining legal obligations with policy commitments. Further source may be required to harmonize and revise the wording of the relevant action points as well as associated indicators. Thank you.